Mrs. Bass was the leadership. There was no outstanding black man in the leadership of Los Angeles during that period. Mrs. Bass could be counted upon to spearhead any movement of the blacks here in Los Angeles.
In July 1914, when Bass heard that Thomas Dixon's novel, The Klansman, would be made into a motion picture, she immediately launched a campaign against it in the pages of the California Eagle. Birth of a Nation, directed by D.W. Griffith, depicted Reconstruction-era black legislators in hideous caricature and celebrated Ku Klux Klan violence. The mainstream press hailed Birth of a Nation as a landmark cinematic achievement. The African-American press, rallied by Charlotta Bass, reacted with outrage.
And black newspapers, from the California Eagle, right there in Hollywood, to newspapers all across the country, really raised the specter of how heinous this film was and how damaging it was to black communities.
We of the Eagle pioneered in an important field of social struggle. The struggle to make the film industry responsible morally for the content of its products. The struggle to lift higher artistic standards in the entertainment world. Standards reflecting a sense of social duty and propriety rather than prejudice and vainglory.